Well, this was the largest aftershock, or perhaps a separate major quake. You'd have to have a seismologist confirm that. Regardless of whether it was a new quake or an aftershock, it was very large, magnitude 7.3, according to the USGS, and it has caused fresh damage and some fatalities. That is not at all surprising, considering that many buildings in Kathmandu and elsewhere that withstood the initial magnitude 7.8 quake were severely damaged. And this latest big quake occurred near the Chinese border, actually quite close to Mount Everest, and very close to the worst hit area from the first quake, where there was the most damage and casualties that we visited.
When you were there, they were already having trouble getting supplies in. What is the situation now?
Well, you got to imagine that perhaps this sets everything back almost to day one. The difference is that you do have international agencies and NGOs, both Nepali and foreign, that are on the ground working there. So there are some supplies in the country, although from what we saw when we were there, they were woefully inadequate. This latest big tremor did again cause a temporary halt to flights at Kathmandu's only, at Nepal's only international airport. Air traffic has now resumed, so presumably unless there's some significant damage on the runway, they'll be able to continue getting relief supplies in. But obviously they are still in an assessment mode at this point, with fresh avalanches, structures that are down, and so far the number of fresh casualties seems amazingly low, but just as was the case after the April 25th earthquake, it may be a while before we know just how bad it is.
Last time there was a significant avalanche on Mount Everest. Any word on the conditions there?
No, we haven't had any reports from the base camp. I'm not even sure if there's anybody really there right now. The climbing season has been called off because the skilled people that were needed to make the pass have gone home to help their own families and participate in the original rescue and aid efforts. So it's more the communities that would be around the area of Mount Everest, although we do not expect that there were as many people, especially as many tourists and foreigners in that area, due to the climbing season having been called off.
With your experience, what do you think is the most needed supplies right at this point?
Well, there seems to still be a woefully inadequate supply of materials for temporary shelters. You know, just bringing in some tarps for people to huddle under is not by any means going to be a long-term solution. People are probably going to move en masse to the plains now, where it is much safer, and then they may be able to get better food and water supplies. Schools were supposed to reopen on Monday, and we can expect now that they're going to be closed for a lot longer. And, you know, just as some semblance of life was beginning to return to some parts of Nepal, they've been hit by this fresh disaster again. And it's a really miserable situation and very bad timing with the monsoon season quickly approaching.
Well, thank you very much for your insight, Steve.
My pleasure, Susan.